I was worried. I was scared, actually. I couldn't do nothing at the combine, and I didn't know if I was going to have a pro day. So, and plus, I played in triple option. I didn't do a lot of stuff that pro style offense did. I'm pretty sure it was my game film. I made a lot of plays, and I'm a good guy. I'm pretty sure that meeting with Josh had something to do with it, too. Stay out of trouble. Get in no trouble, stay around the right crowd.
Talk about meeting with Josh. Which meeting are you talking about, and what was that like?
We actually met on Monday in Atlanta. Basically, looked at some film and stuff, and sat down and wrote up some plays to see could I remember them, and I did a good job of that, so.
Why do you think
on my offense?
Yeah, you said that the type of offense you guys played.
Well, we didn't throw the ball much, and I had basically ran like two to three routes. Had like a hit, a go route, and maybe a comeback. And you know, approach that offense, you had like a route tree, maybe up to 10, 12 routes. So I feel like if I didn't do nothing for coaches, I wouldn't be high in the draft.
You said that you only ran a few routes.
Well, I ran routes at Tech, but not like I ran them in practice and stuff, but not in the game. And I'm gonna come here and I know I'm gonna need help, so I'm gonna get help from my parents. So.
What have the last 24 hours been like for you, especially since being in New York last night, coming here, snow everywhere?
It's been tough. It's long, tiring, but it's fun. Happy to be a Denver Bronco.
there's been reports that you ran with a 4.38, but you know, how helpful was it to have that time out there so that you know teams that wondered about that 40 time and you couldn't really run it, so had something to gauge?
I think it was good to have it out there because. Basically, some people had thought I was running a 4.6 or something. So, running a 4.3 helped me out, I think.
When did you run then?
A week before the combine.
You think that led to your foot injury?
I was doing a cone drill when I broke my foot. 3 cone drill.
Have you ever suffered anything like that?
No, sir. It's been good. Like, it's healing, like 95%. I'll be 2 to 3 weeks now, so.
Bryce, did you expect to be a first receiver off the board? A lot of people thought Dez Bryant.
Yeah, I know. I actually thought Dez Bryant, too. because he played a different type of offense. He made a lot of plays. He's good, so.
Why are you better than
him? Why am I better than Dez? Well, I don't know. I can't say. I know I'm a better person than Dez. That's how I feel. I feel like I'm a better receiver, too. Bigger, faster. I don't know.
What were you thinking about T-Ball as he was getting ready for this draft process? You know, the criticism he's getting, he couldn't play quarterback in the NFL. What were your impressions?
Well, I don't really know T-Ball. I ain't watching much, but I know he won a lot of games, and basically that's all that matter. Yeah,
what was his name?
His name was James Brown. My mother went to prison in 2000, and I moved there with him, and ever since then, everything just changed. Became a Christian, started playing sports. It just helped out a lot. Well, basically, when that happened, I knew that was gonna be be in prison for a while, and I was like, I basically didn't want to put myself. I didn't want to be like them and put myself in the position they got in. So basically, I stayed around the right crowd, and when I moved in, my uncle, I felt like I was doing the right thing, and they helped me out a lot.
In the same city, or?
Well, yeah, it was in the same city. It was like, it was basically like 10 minutes from apart.
Was he strict? Did he
provide? Well, I had curfews. I got up every Saturday morning at 6 to do stuff in the yard, so yeah, that was pretty strict.